Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Wrestling Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. Whether it is on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, twitch.tv/1080AM, the fan, or youtube.com/1080AM, the fan. Welcome, party animals, party on, party people. I'm putting up a poll based on our conversation in hour number one. In your mind, what is a successful season for the Blazers in 2024-25? Winning over 22 games, winning under 22 games, developing young players. Should we add anything else to that? I think those are
I think it's the preeminent ones. Yeah.
All right. Go vote. If you missed hour number one, we talked about the young Portland Trailblazers. We also talked about Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams and the looming trade news behind those two guys. So if you want to go listen back on the Odyssey app or 1080thefan.com. The Oregon Ducks host Michigan State this weekend, Friday. Friday night game.
Anybody we know coming in?
Yeah, Jonathan Smith. Ever heard of him?
Yeah, I feel like I know that name.
Aiden Childs, ever heard of him?
Yeah. Vaguely familiar.
He's on that team. He's on that team, too. As is, Jack Velling. Heard of him?
Again, sounds familiar.
Well, how about Antonio Gates Jr.? Remember, Antonio Gates' kid.
That's right.
Plays for Michigan State.
God.
How about that? Well, the Michigan State Spartans coming in on Friday, they are 3-2 on this here season in college football. Three wins to their resume, Florida Atlantic, Maryland, and Prairie View. The last two have not gone well. They got beat by Boston College on the road and then got drubbed by Ohio State this past weekend at home, 38-7. And we know this about Jonathan Smith. He is a builder, a roster builder and developer of talent. He is also a culture guy that it takes a couple of years. Oregon State saw this. It takes a couple of years for everything to kind of take hold. And they're going through that right now. 3-2 start to your season. That's nothing to shake a stick at, but they are far away from the vision and the roster that I think Jonathan Smith is going to want in East Lansing, and especially it's been a very shaky start for Aiden Childs as a redshirt freshman coming in this season.
Yeah, there's been moments where you're like, that's the dude right there, 19-year-old, and this, you understand why all the talent's there. And then
there's sophomore this year.
There has been absolutely baffling decisions made by him that you're just like, what the hell are you doing, kid?
He's only completing 56% of his passes, 5 touchdowns to 8 interceptions this year. Not quite living up to the billing and really the flashes that we saw in limited time at Oregon State a year ago. Well, Jonathan Smith was asked a lot during his weekly availability, but boy, some of these questions that Jonathan Smith was getting yesterday, I mean, truly, truly baffling stuff. Just listen to this question and the response from Jonathan Smith.
You left Oregon State, and obviously Oregon left the Pac-12, but and the Pac-12 kind of started imploding and stuff like that. I'm just curious if there's any like type of survivor's guilt for the players or the coaches or the programs that like have left the Pac-12 and kind of left behind like Washington State and Oregon State. And I know that they're obviously playing in different situations now, but do you know what I'm trying to ask?
I guess, you know, that conference, it was a historical conference of champions, and that's painful when that kind of goes away. There is some pride and grit to the two great places that are still there, Washington State and Oregon State, and so they play at a high level. Shoot, they're playing at a high level this year. And so I think a lot of us, you know, I don't know what regret, but just do remember how great that conference was and know how good those two universities are.
Survivor's guilt?
Yeah, no.
Does he have survivor's guilt?
Well, I love that. Do you know what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah. It's not war. It's not a terrorist.
Nobody died. I mean, the Pac-12 conference is on life support right now. They're looking like they're gonna pull out of this thing. Yeah. Survivor's guilt over leaving.
They're gonna walk again someday.
Look, yeah. this is my whole thing with the reporter who asked the question and these types of questions being asked to players. And look, this is also for Oregon State and Washington State fans, too.
Real quick, do we know if this reporter is a normal like beat reporter, or if this is a news reporter?
Yeah, it's somebody that is there regularly, I guess. They didn't, I mean, they were in person, so.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because sometimes you get a question like that comes from the news side.
Yeah.
As opposed to somebody who's there every day.
Well, here's the deal, though. Jonathan Smith was in a situation where he was taking a look around and reading the room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what he was wanting and what he had a vision of.
He went back home. Yeah.
And it was to grow Oregon State into a viable, competitive team at a major conference. Mm-hmm. That obviously took a hit, right?
Nothing that he did caused that to happen.
Absolutely nothing, right? This is akin to that reporter there, like working for, say they were, I don't know what publication she was with because they didn't say it, but say she was with the Detroit Free Press, right? It's an established paper, a great paper. Mm-hmm. And then the Detroit Free Press goes, yeah, so we're going down to a weekly publication. Mm-hmm. And
we are no longer the paper of record.
You're not going to be able, our distribution isn't going to be nearly what it has been. And we also, I mean, as time goes on, we're not going to be able to pay you or what you deserve. So, you know, you're going to stick around. And then that, her going, yeah, I'm going to go look for something that can pay me what I'm worth.
Mm-hmm.
That has the distribution and is a like a daily paper.
And you have survivor's guilt about that.
No, you don't have survivor's guilt about that.
It's called life.
That's what Jonathan Smith did. And I know, and it sucks for Oregon State fans. It sucks so bad for Oregon State fans that this is the way that it went down.
He didn't abandon you. He just didn't go down with the ship. It's like,
and everybody was looking for a life raft, right? And everybody was looking for survival at that time. And what survival looked like in your career was the idea of being in a power conference, right? And that's why all the other teams after USC and UCLA and then Colorado jump ship. That's why everybody else went, yeah, we got to find the place that we can have firm footing and we can be in a better situation moving forward. It's the exact same thing that Oregon State and Washington State are doing right now mm-hmm. to the Mountain West.
Yes.
Like the exact same thing. And what the Big Ten and the ACC and the Big 12, they were looking at the Pac-12 like Oregon State and Washington State fans are looking at the Mountain West right mm-hmm. now, which is we are in a better situation. We can see where the power vacuum is going.
Yeah.
And we are going to give these other teams an opportunity to have more stability and have a better, I don't know, lifestyle moving forward for your athletic departments.
Does Boise State have survivor's guilt over Mountain West? No.
No.
You're just doing what you think is you're doing what you think is best for you and yours.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
That is that's a question though. I gotta tell you, like, I heard the response from Jonathan Smith, and he handled that like a pro, as good as you can handle.
Better than
that.
Zion Williamson been asked about Kendrick Lamar. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't see.
Zion mentioned the music that he listened to in the offseason, and a reporter down there asked him, why no Kendrick Lamar? And he was like,
I'm a Drake guy.
Well, no, but it was just like, you're going to ask me and, like, justify his greatness? Tell you, like, what? And he just got up and walked away. He ended his interview. Like, of all of the things that Zion has dealt with over the years, particularly around his weight and his health, the question about why no Kendrick Lamar was on his playlist was the thing that, like, broke him. And I was like, interesting.
That is pretty brutal, though.
Yeah. The look on his face, it was very reminiscent of an incredulousness, like, akin to Allen Iverson with playoffs.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite the same, but it had that same, like, turned head, cockeyed a little bit, like,
yeah.
You serious? You serious, Clark? And it was just like, I didn't think him walking away was necessarily a bad thing. I just thought it was interesting that that was the thing. Because Jonathan Smith could have absolutely just lit her on fire verbally for that. Like,
yeah.
Are you kidding? We're playing football, lady.
Right.
We're not splitting atoms. We're not at war. Yo, where it's going on in the Middle East right now, that's survivor's guilt. Like, he could have really absolutely just lambasted her. And he didn't. He took the high road.
Yeah.
So, shouts to him for that.
Yeah. But he was also asked about, you know, there are a lot of coaches that are on this Michigan State staff that were with him at Oregon State mm-hmm. and know the rivalry with Oregon. He was asked about that rivalry and how you kind of remove yourself and the staff's emotions because of hating Oregon for so many years.
And again, once the thing's kicked off, you're approaching it as, you know, as a coach of what can preparing the guys, and then throughout the game you get locked in on the game, and so and it's not just myself, like you said, we got some other guys with connections to the place and all of that, and once it's kicked off, it's a college football game that you kind of emotionally approach it the same.
Yeah, right there. I mean, there is going to be, this isn't going to be like a normal Big Ten team coming in and just being like, hey, new team, really good, top 10.
Mm-hmm.
They got some hate still in their heart. Once the game kicks off, though, it goes back to normal.
It's still there, though. It lingers. You can't put it out. That little flame can't be snuffed out.
I appreciate the honesty from Jonathan Smith.
Handling it the right way.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
We don't like them.
Yeah. Guess what? I played at the school that hates him. I coached at the school that hates him. I lived in the city that hates them. It's in my blood.
Yeah. Don't have survivor's guilt.
Yeah.
Because I'm a football coach.
Yeah. And not a World War II survivor.
Yeah,
the one guy that lives out of the B-17 that gets shot down, he's got survivor's guilt. The coach that goes to the Big Ten, not survivor's guilt.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this. Vancouver Ford text line. Holy cow, I don't think a show could be that far off on realignment. Bray was offered a spot on the raft and declined and chose to stay on the ship.
Did he
as a head coach?
Did he make like literal millions more than he was making beforehand?
In an opportunity that he wouldn't have. And Trent Bray is doing a really good job.
But nobody was going to hire him as a head coach.
No, not last year.
No.
No. And this is...
He did what was right for him and his.
This is realignment.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. If an Oregon State or Washington State fan can't understand that, might be the reason why they're in the spot they are.
Well, I mean, think about this. What if it was you, Oregon State or Washington State, instead of Cal or Stanford?
Yeah.
What if they were the ones that were left?
They would have gone.
Would you have be like, oh, we're going to stay and make... No, you're... No!
I get it that...
It sucks.
Be upset and bitter about it.
Yeah, but it's...
Also understand why this is the way it is right now.
It's a survival of the fittest. That's the closest we're getting here.
Damn. All right.
The Darwinian existence of college football.
Ain't that the truth, though? Isn't that true? Hey, we have some news on the Pac-12. Mm. They are not expanding anymore.
At least for a couple weeks.
For now. Ross Dellinger's latest report with the future of the Pac-12 in their expansion. Next, this is Danny Dusty on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
All right, latest on where the Pac-12 goes from here. Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports said the Pac-12 needs one more full member to reach FBS qualification. The expectation is that the league will explore media rights packages with its current 8 members before adding more schools at a later date. No serious negotiations currently happening per those with knowledge. Bum, bum, bum. Sounds familiar. We've seen this before. We've seen this before.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it was the Pac-12 wasn't going to add Gonzaga, remember? And then that happened.
Well, no, this was exactly what the Pac-12 said right after Colorado left for the Big 12. Mm-hmm. And they said, nope, we're going to go and add more teams before we, or we're going to go add our TV deal before we go and add any more teams. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do the, no, we're going to go and get the media rights.
Yeah.
And everybody else left.
Yeah, I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Well, they are saying that this one is only going to be a matter of weeks. I think they just want to get an assessment, which is kind of have the workup done by the networks to say, hey, if you have these teams right now, this is your valuation. If you add X, Y, Z, or X, or Y, or Z, depending on all the machinations, here's what we would give you, which is... A nice roundabout way of saying, if you add UNLV and or Memphis, this is what this looked like.
Yeah, Memphis ain't coming, if you heard their AD.
Well.
I mean, he said bad deal.
From some other reporting, it does sound like Memphis was basically trying to play a power hand of, like, the same way that the Mountain West got some affirmations from the Air Force. And getting a little bit more money, Memphis is trying to leverage that either out of the Pac-12 or the AC.
Well, yeah.
Which is, again, talking about the survival of the fittest stuff, that's what this is.
It's going to have to be substantial for Memphis, though.
Probably a full share.
Well, no, anybody that's joining is going to be a full. No, it'd have to be over the top because they have the longest travel of any team in the conference at that point. And it does not make sense for them to do that. But it, think about for every other sport, it does not make sense. Because the money isn't what the Power Four conferences are giving. And the travel is going to be what you are seeing from, you know, the West Coast schools that got to go to the Big Ten or the Big 12, right? You have expansive travel now, but you're not going to be getting $30+ million, $50+ million. And this isn't just about football. This is about basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball. It is every single sport that you're going to have to travel for. Tennis, golf. Like, you don't have the budgets for that when you're not getting the $30 million, the $50 million. Yeah. And they are not a cash-flush university like, I don't know, Stanford. Where even at
$34 billion endowment.
Yeah, where you're even running at a deficit or at a partial share. Cal's running at a deficit.
Yeah.
But even at a partial share, you can afford to go and do those things. So this that will be really interesting with Memphis is their AD was a bad deal. We're not going to take a bad deal. Yeah, if you're trying to sweeten it and get more money out of the Pac-12, yeah, you're going to do it. And you're going to squeeze everybody. And you're going to try to get and you're trying to get an unfair amount because it is unfair the amount of travel you're going to have to do comparative to everybody else who's out here in the West Coast. So I think this is actually a smart play by the Pac-12 to go out and say, all right, we've got our whale. They got their whale in expansion. It's Gonzaga basketball. Now you can go to ESPN, CBS, Fox, and you can say, we have got Gonzaga, which has been to multiple Final Fours, has played for national championships. We have San Diego State, which has been to Final Four, played in a national championship game recently, a couple of years ago.
Based on the KenPom and a bunch of the other advanced ratings, the Pac-12 as or the Pac whatever, the Pac as it's currently constituted is a better basketball conference than they were previously.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Which, you can go and now that you have your whale, you can go and say this is what we have to offer you. And is it going to be a massive deal? Nope. It won't be, especially when you're giving Gonzaga a full share for not playing football, too. But it does sweeten the pot a little bit. And then you go into the negotiations, just like you said. All right, what does this annual payout mean if we get UNLV? What does it mean if we get Memphis?
I mean, you add UNLV and Memphis, you become like an incredibly good basketball conference.
You absolutely
like,
do.
Not even like an okay. Like, you are an incredibly good
and
basketball
conference. We talked about this yesterday, but they are moving towards the Big East model, which is we are farming our land on the basketball court, and Big East doesn't have football.
At all.
No. UConn,
yeah.
Which plays independent. But, and oh, by the way, UConn said, no, we didn't go to the Big 12. We're not going to the Pac-12. But you're saying we are a basketball conference, and then what they do have that the Big East doesn't is most of your member institutions do have football programs that you can sit there and you can say, look,
they're
we give
good.
You inventory in the fall too, and you're going to need inventory in the fall. Now, they may go down a road where, and this is, fans aren't going to like this, but you may be playing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night football.
You might be going action.
Often. But you know what?
You're alive. You're thriving.
And it's going to get you more money. It will get you more money.
And which maybe gets you an opportunity in that weird college football pro league.
Yeah. Which I'm so here for.
I mean, it's where we're going. I'm glad somebody did it. I'm glad somebody put pen to paper and were like, yeah, here's the college football pro league.
Yeah. Bingo.
And then, you know, how they go about dividing that is going to be super interesting because we joked off air last week, the whole Oregon State beating Purdue like a drum. That should have been Oregon State's chance to play for a spot in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Like promotion relegation. Let's go.
I mean, Oregon State is clearly a significantly better program than Purdue. And yet Purdue gets to survive because of where they live.
Yeah.
That's the literal only defining factor.
Not even where they live, like where they got in early.
Yeah. But I mean, but that was only
because got in on the ground
because they were there geographically. That's where they were.
Yeah. I mean, it is, it's the dadgummest thing right now.
Which I think that pro league, you know, or, you know, amateur pro league, college pro league, whatever the hell you want to call it. What was it, CSFL? CFSL?
Is that what they're calling
it? Yeah, it was something weird like that.
I don't like that.
Yeah. They need to workshop that. Yep. But, like, how they go about doing that? Does that get rid of the Purdues and Vanderbilts of the world? And does that uplift the Oregon States and Washington States of the world?
I hope it does, man. I hope it does. Because, look, Oregon State, we mentioned this yesterday with Indiana. Kirk Cignetti was right. They're 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
But heading into this year, Oregon State had more of a right with their football program over the last 20 years to play in a Power Four conference than Indiana ever had.
Absolutely.
I mean, ever. This is the best start that Indiana football's had since 1967, right?
Turns out that dude's a pretty damn good coach.
He is. He is. He is.
Useful.
Hot dang.
Useful.
Also, note, today is the day.
Of?
Today is the very last day without a college or NFL game until November 27th.
Oh, this is that one day, huh?
I think 55 straight days.
55 consecutive days of football coming your way. Because next week we get Fun Belt and Maction in the midweek, baby. Degenerates unite. I do. I love it. Andy Reid loves it. You heard what Andy Reid said about Maction?
No.
He said, I love Maction. It's where the most creative football comes from. Y'all have been missing out. I've been trying to tell people.
Look, Bowling Green, Little Toledo.
Akron?
Yeah.
You get a game in the Glass Bowl? Let's go.
God, was
Kent
it
State.
I think it actually was Akron. When I was looking at the PFF stuff last week, they were, when you were gone one day, we went through this, and they, I think it was Akron, they were the worst team in the country by almost every single measure.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad.
But you know what? You know what's fun about when you're that bad?
It gets real weird.
You get every trick play you could imagine. Like, I mean, you get that high school fake punt where he goes and he just throws the ball up into the air and somebody goes down and catches it.
Kent State, Akron's third.
Kent State, yeah. Oh, they're third worst?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Kent State, New Mexico, Akron. So Kent State has allowed 257 points. New Mexico, 219. Akron, 201.
Those are all minor details there.
Oof, buddy. Yeah.
Our first Tuesday game is Conference USA, Florida International at Liberty. Then Wednesday, you get fired up for New Mexico State, Jacksonville State.
Mm.
Huh? The next week, you've got, took me to back top 25. Nobody wants top 25. We get Troy, South Alabama, and Fun Belt on a Tuesday, Kennesaw State, Middle Tennessee State, at Louisiana Tech, New Mexico State. Then you get Western Kentucky, Sam Houston State on Wednesday. God, it's a thing of beauty.
That's pretty good because
it's a thing of beauty.
Akron has scored the ninth least amount of points in the state, or in the state, in the country. Kennesaw State has scored the second least points in the country.
Oh.
So Miami of Ohio holds the distinction of the worst offense in the country. 48 points in four games. Whoop, whoop. Is that good?
I love that.
It's 12 points a game. Is that good?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Meanwhile, Northwestern has only scored 69 points this year. Positive point differential. They are plus six. They have scored 69. They've only given up 63.
Nice.
Pretty impressive.
That actually is really impressive.
Pretty impressive. Dave Bartu had a note the other day that if you had Northwestern's defense and, God, it was another god-awful, no, it was Boise State. Northwestern's defense and Boise State's offense, you'd have like the fourth or third best team in the country. But if you had Northwestern's offense and Boise State's defense, you'd have like the 120th worst team in football.
Yikes.
So it just goes to show you the strength of those particular units.
No doubt about it.
The strength of my unit.
Why did you change something into a drop?
Just to give it to him. Just to give it to him. I could feel it in my bones.
I can't take you anywhere.
Coming up next, you know what you should do when you're accused of stealing a car? You should show up to a court date in a stolen car.
Damn right.
But first, here's the Big Kahuna Sports and Update.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
Today's worst day on the web is, it's one of somebody just taking the whole idea of don't ever miss your court date to a new high, new low.
Oh boy,
to a new place. The headline reads: U.S. man accused of stealing ambulance to drive to stolen car court hearing. Just let that one settle in for you. Cody Adams, an Oklahoma man who could not find a ride to a courthouse over 30 minutes away, found a ambulance repair technical services truck. You know what I'm talking about? Like the when the ambulance breaks down, the particular truck that comes out with all the stuff to repair the ambulance. Because there's certain things that, you know, it has different shocks and, and all the things that kind of go along with that. He found that truck after soliciting numerous people. He found that truck unattended and running and decided to take that to the court hearing.
Oh, this guy, he's like, no, I didn't steal the car that you guys, y'all are talking about. I stole this one to get here, and I'm really just borrowing it, guys.
Yeah.
I was going to take it back.
That's actually what he said, is he was borrowing it.
Yeah, all right.
And,
this guy is a legend.
You know, it is one of those things where you just kind of take a look at, I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. In the military, you do not steal anything. You strategically transfer equipment to alternate locations.
Okay. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
STEAL. S-T-E-A-L.
Yeah.
Acronym.
Perfect.
Strategically transport equipment to alternate locations. So that's what he did. He technically stole it, but he didn't steal it. Or he steal it, but he didn't stole it.
Okay, so what did this guy get hit with? Did he was he immediately found guilty of what he showed up for court for,
ditched the pickup, showed up to court, and was arrested by a highway patrol trooper as he walked into the courthouse for his hearing, according to the agency. The trooper, Ryan Long, accompanied Adams to his court date, but then Long also took Adams to the jail and booked him with new charges. He said he had merely been borrowing the pickup. At least he tried, was the response.
At least he tried to show up
to get to court. Yeah.
All right. this guy's an idiot.
Yeah. This is just, it's a special place.
So what?
He was charged with stealing another vehicle. So,
but was he found guilty then of his other court case, assuming here?
It does not state what transpired here. Just that he was, he did attend his court date.
I don't blame this guy. I mean, if you're going to be going to jail, if you don't show up, I guess you roll the dice on this one and say, I mean, if I got away with this one, there's a chance I wasn't going to jail at all. But if I don't show up, I know I'm going to jail. So he was kind of just put in this place where I guess this is my only way out here. He had a half hour that he needed to go in the car, and jail was the option. Jail's still the option, and he's there.
Great thing about jail, don't have to worry about being on time or having a vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, these are things he will not have to worry about at all. And I think that anybody that, like, when the news shows up and they interview his neighbor, they're not going to be like, oh, yeah, we just didn't see this coming. He seemed like a great guy. They're going to be like, yeah,
everything on wheels.
That sounds like Dale, man.
Yeah, Dale's got four cars up on cinder blocks in his front yard.
Yeah, he was telling me he was looking for tires. Just yesterday, needed to get this one. He asked me to borrow my lawnmower, and gosh dang.
He was trying to steal that and drive it in. The riding lawnmower only goes 12 miles an hour, though. It's a problem.
Next thing I knew, it was stripped of all the copper wiring.
Well, I hope he gets out soon, because I ain't feeding those dogs anymore.
It's a tough place to be. He, however, is probably in a slightly better spot. There's another story that I had earlier, and I saw that one. I went, oh, that's so stupid. I have to tell it. But the headline here is, man sentenced to 6 months in prison for trying to create giant hybrid species of wild sheep.
Tell me more.
Uh-huh. So the second I got into this, there's an 81-year-old rancher from Montana.
Was there an Oregon State football player involved in this?
No.
Okay.
No, you're good.
Good.
You're safe.
All right.
He spent the past decade harvesting parts from protected wildlife to create a giant hybrid species of wild sheep. He then planned on selling them across the country for a premium price.
Wait, so read that line to me again.
Yeah, he then planned on selling across the decade harvesting parts from protected wildlife to create a giant hybrid species of a wild sheep.
Was he Frankensteining this thing?
Kind of, yeah.
Like, he was taking...
Or multiplicity.
No, he was taking parts and then, like, stitching them together, be like, yep, this is going to work. This is how...
Oh,
this is how genetics work. If I give this sheep a cow leg, it will turn into giant sheep.
His name is Arthur Shubarth. And he...
Art
Shubarth. There you go. He illegally used tissue from a Marco Polo Argali sheep from Central Asia and the testicles of a bighorn sheep native to the Rocky Mountains to make large hybrids of sheep that he could sell at high prices to shooting preserves. The scheme began as
in 20... I wonder what Art thinks about D's nuts.
Hmm.
Continue.
The scheme allegedly began in 2013, shortly after a Montana livestock worker returned to the U.S. Kyrgyzstan and delivered tissue from the Marco Polo Argali sheep to Shubarth. Prosecutors later explained that for nearly a decade, up until 2021, he illegally used this tissue, which is banned in Montana, to create the new mammoth species.
Okay, so this guy actually is like a geneticist.
So a farmer who understands like how, or agricultural specialist that understands like this is how you get that super jacked cow.
Yeah, that first line that you read though made it sound like
he was Frankensteining
this thing, and he's like, need a lightning storm, need one real quick here. We'll get this thing going. Everything's gonna be okay. But no, he was actually breeding these.
Huh? Yeah, and they were basically using them for canned hunts, basically.
Yeah.
Because they're massive trophies.
Yeah, and they're big sheep, but they're obviously very dumb because this guy was just like, all right, yeah, these millionaires and billionaires that go out and pay top dollar to go and shoot something, we're just going to funnel these things down the hill and then they can just fire at will. Big old dumb sheep.
The judge on his case explained it was extremely difficult to come up with a sentence for him. U.S. District Court Judge Brian Morris stated that he weighed his age and clean clonal record while also mentioning the need to impose a sentence that would deter anyone else trying to change the genetic makeup of the creatures on Earth.
Yeah.
I mean...
I think this is a smart move.
To be fair, we did this with dogs and cats, like, a lot.
Yeah.
But nobody cared then.
Yeah. We do things in the name of science now.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Because if you do it in a lab that is funded by the government, it's fine.
It's the same disease.
It's totally fine.
Totally fine.
Yeah. This old Art Shubarth here, you can't just be doing this out in your barn, Art. You know better than this. Come on, man. That is very weird.
If you want to go down...
Is illegal to do that?
Apparently.
All right.
But there's another link off this story. It says a herd of sheep has started behaving strangely after eating 100 kilos of weed.
Yeah. Well... A lot of sheep news lately.
Right?
My antennas are up.
Down the street from the Funyuns factory?
I mean, if you're lucky.
Yeah, this guy, Vancouver Ford Tech Line. So this is the real-life dude who saves Rob Schneider in The Animal. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
That's Art Shubarth.
Yeah, that sounds like him. Old Art.
Dang,
up
man.
To it again.
Jeez.
But reading some of the comments here, it sounds like he was kind of a scumbag, so.
Oh, no way. The guy who bred an animal just for slaughter, that guy?
I mean, we do that with our...
It's crazy.
...food.
Yeah. I mean, this is a little bit different. These are trophy hunters. Like, you are just literally breeding them just to be killed and stuffed.
Yeah, but they take the insides out and they use them. Well, maybe not, because it's like genetic... Well, I mean, GMOs...
You don't know what you're getting. You don't know what you're getting. Again, science versus hillbilly ingenuity.
Which...
There's a difference.
To be fair... Hillbilly ingenuity
like,
usually trumps science.
Okay.
It defies
all right.
science.
Hey, we just went full circle in this segment. This is the exact difference. The government's involvement is the difference between
science and hillbilly ingenuity?
No. Stealing a vehicle and strategically
transporting equipment to an altered location.
Yes.
Yes.
That is the difference between stealing a vehicle and strategically transporting
equipment to an altered location.
Yes. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Just the same thing as creating your big old mutant sheep for trophy hunting purposes.
It's called inbreeding.
Yeah, well, that's different.
Wow.
I don't think we want to get into that. I don't know where that drop came from.
I don't know either. That one caught me off guard because that's clearly me.
That's you. That's you.
Ooh, buddy. I mean, we were talking about hillbilly ingenuity.
No, that also not inbreeding.
Well, we can't.
No!
We really can't eliminate it.
Well, no. My foot is down.
All right. Well,
working with animals.
Another
in
step
here.
In hillbilly ingenuity, hitting big old dingers.
You guys definitely are products of Art Schubart.
Wow. that
is something I'm definitely in on.
Unbelievable.
Now.
Boy, I was slinging that thing. Goodness gracious. But hey, let's pivot back to sports and away from the hillbillies and maybe something the hillbillies annoy. Hitting the baseball really, 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 really far ways. Come in on Danny Dusty, 10 Fan. Can I interest you two gentlemen in the spectacle of a lifetime?
Yes. And
what if
you have me at spectacle of a lifetime?
What if in the greatest city in all the world, in Sugarland, Texas, you could catch Jose Canseco and a bunch of other juiced out, roided out former baseball players going young.
Yes, and 100% in. In Sugarland, so home of the Sugarland Skeeters. Love that.
Love it. Jose Canseco, Andrew Jones, Rafael Palmeiro, Mr. I did not take steroids.
Yikes.
He took all of them, even the low grade beaver tranquilizer. No, nothing. All right. As well as Johnny Manziel, Riff Raff, Diego Lopez, and many other celebrities and former professional athletes will battle it out in a home run derby at Constellation Field.
Yes.
Wait, what is a Riff Raff?
It's a terrifying looking human. And the only way I can quantify
musician?
It, he's a rapper. There is a viral clip of him in the car with his like Bond villain teeth going, hang, 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 hang.
Oh my God. This guy. He looks like Brian Bosworth and Kenny Powers had a baby.
But then you drop that baby face first down the stairs and it like lost chromosomes.
Golly. All right.
I mean, not wrong. Also special guests will include Ric Flair, Amber Rose, Bob Menery, Robert O'Neill. So you've got a former wrestler, Bob Menery, a podcaster, and the SEAL who was involved with killing Bin Laden.
You see, this
is why I am
so in on this. This is a train wreck of human beings, and sign me up. I want to see it.
Price is very by seating section.
Dangers.
Parking is only $15 per vehicle.
Oh, they even list the parking prices. Good. People are wondering.
Gates
I was wondering
open
how
at
much.
6:45. Five p.m. the gates open. 6:45 opening ceremony. 7 p.m. derby. 10 p.m. event ends.
I want to see this spectacle. I mean, it's this Saturday, which college football Saturday in Texas. Probably not going to get a big draw. Who is the biggest sideshow in all of this, though? I mean, this is a sideshow palooza.
I mean, it's Amber Rose for very obvious reasons.
All right,
two very obvious reasons.
I see nothing redeemable about her.
I mean, no.
I know your Google is going to. I don't care what the Google brings up. I don't. She does not seem like.
I mean, she's not redemptive, but I mean, the reasons are obvious.
Well, I know. Again, matter.
She got the face tattoo. I forgot about that.
Yeah, she's a.
It's a
piece of work.
Yeah, it's.
I think Danny's computer over there is smoking now after Googling.
No, I forgot about the forehead tattoo, because I mean that is that's a thing. Like that's
Oh, you mean red flag number 9 million?
I mean, yes, but like there's levels to this, right? It's
Why do people follow her and like are like, "Oh, what Amber Rose says, I'm going to go and buy," like she's an influencer, right? Moron is influenced by her?
I mean, it was Kanye. That's where she originally got her start.
Kanye, yeah. Rob Kardashian, Wiz Khalifa. Wasn't she married to Wiz Khalifa? Yeah.
But yeah. She got famous for being hot. That's what it was.
Well,
I mean,
stupid rich dudes.
Yeah. I mean, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Again.
Same vein of person, except for Kim Kardashian is, instead of getting a bunch of tattoos, just got a bunch of work done.
Yeah.
Have you, like, for a second. Have you seen the difference between her and like college till now, how different she looks as a human being? It is terrifying.
Yeah, I've seen like old pictures and be like, yes,
that's
the same
different
person. Yeah.
It's like, that's crazy.
I don't get it. At least Kim Kardashian, like now, she's trying to be a lawyer, right? She's doing her like prison reform stuff and going to prisons and whatnot and seeming like she's trying to make a difference. Not really sold on how much she's really trying to do in that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, at least there's a little bit of an effort to be like, hey, I'm not just a hollow human being. I don't see that with most influencers, though. You know, like, we've talked about this with Hawk Tua Girl, right?
She's using her powers for good.
Well, for, like, animals, shelters, and stuff like that. Like, yeah, I don't understand why people are like, I love Hawk Tua Girl, though. I'm going to buy the products that she buys.
You've never once thought about buying something from somebody just because they were hot?
Fuck to it! No.
Not once? Go back to your 20s. Go back to your teens.
Concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
Yeah, she's
like
in 20, her 20s.
She's like 21. Like, she's young.
But that is the thing I just don't get, though, is like, then they start talking, and you're like, huh.
I will give her the smallest iota of credit. She is at least mildly entertaining.
And this is not like just a hots thing. It is like the whole idea of influencer.
Oh, God, yes. No.
On 100%. Social media, right? Yeah.
You can't scroll through TikTok now without everyone trying to be an influencer. And I mean just like run-of-the-mill, like mom and dad. Like, I'll scroll through because a lot of sports information comes up on TikTok now. And it's like, okay, see if anything. No, it's a weird place, man. But like every sixth scroll is some like 38-year-old single mom walking on a tread, like one of those in-house like treadmills, live trying to sell it as an influencer. Who has like 3,200 followers. And it's like, what the hell is happening here?
Yeah. This is a great point on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. This deserves to be on the 4th of July. It really does. This is like a 4th of July event
where you get
fireworks.
It's nothing but like the most ridiculous American flag outfits.
And I hope that like Ric Flair in this, because he's going to be at this thing.
I hope he's still alive.
I hope he's like sitting in a throne in center field
what do you call the furry cape thing?
He has his boa.
Yeah.
He has his boa. But yeah, he's doing that and just like on a throne, and like he has two fielders that are protecting him at all costs, you know, because he is Ric Flair.
They're also probably hots.
I mean, sure.
It's Ric Flair.
Well, he'll have hots there, but somebody like with a glove to make sure he doesn't get a line drive to the face off, you know, Jose Canseco's roided out bat, you know?
God, can you imagine if we just got to see like Jose Canseco?
They should metal bat this.
Oh, God. No, that's too many liabilities.
No, you need to metal bat this. And I mean,
see a ball go 600 feet?
Yeah. Off like a 58-year-old's bat? Yeah, I do. Like,
I mean,
duh.
What would be more likely
if you're
placing bets that he tears a pec or that he causes somebody brain damage?
Tears a pec. Yeah. I think that he goes a few swings
too many
and just
you
is
see
like
it pop right.
No, I not a few swings too many. No,
just a few swings.
Yes. And he gets hurt.
By the way, Jose Canseco is 60 years old now.
Well, yeah. I mean, he did pros versus Joes like 20 years ago. Did you guys ever see that episode? He went out there. For those that don't know, like, he did a Pros vs. Joes episode where they were taking BP off of a guy, and it was, you had to match him for home run for home run. And you had these former, like, double and triple A guys that were trying to keep up with, like, post-career Jose Canseco, and they had no chance in hell.
Yeah.
It was terrifying. You're watching him hit, you know, 450-foot nuke after nuke after nuke, and you're like, oh, steroids, they work.
Yeah, they do.
Wait, aren't we supposed to get the steroid games?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think those ever got off the ground.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Not even on, like, you know.
Not even on YouTube?
No. I mean, this is more like dark web type stuff.
I mean, I'm in.
Yeah, like, you'll find it.
That's the thing. Is like, find me a casino that's giving me odds on that stuff. Because you don't have to guess if the horse has got freaking horse steroids. You know it does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's operating on the same level of steroids.
That's your thing, right?
At least that's the hope. That's when you actually have to differentiate between the horse tranquilizer and the beaver tranquilizer.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So, you know, that's at least the route that I'm going now. This sounds like, at bare minimum, this is the kind of thing that I don't really drink all that often. This is a thing I'd like to go to and have a few.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
seems like a great time.
All right, come up next year in hour number three, Jackson Smith and Jigba tried to warn us. Oh, boy. Somebody save Caleb Williams. We'll get to that and more. Come up here in hour number three on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.